Welcome back, joined now by an old friend, Bob Hauser, and his daughter, Beth Hauser. Bob, Beth, welcome.
Thank you.
I knew Bob many, many years ago when he was the political reporter at the Press-Telegram, and great to see you again. And, you know, I never knew you had done any of this. We've known each other for years. You never talked about it. And when I read your resume, wow. And again, thank you quite belatedly, but nonetheless sincerely, for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Beth, a couple years ago, you decided that you were going to write a book about Dad.
I did.
How did that come about?
Well, actually, I've been after my dad for years and years to do this, and it all kind of evolved around this crew picture. And
let's show the crew picture. This is a haunting photograph. Bob is in the upper row, second to the left, holding the two bags of sandwiches. He was co-pilot of Scootin' Thunder, a B-24 bomber that did 45 missions over in the South Pacific.
In Guadalcanal.
Guadalcanal.
Yes.
So how did this photograph trigger your interest?
The photograph triggered everything. I was always wondering, from the perspective of as a kid, who are these old men and what did they do, to change as I got older, to look at these young men and wonder what they did, and then to realize a lot of them were just young boys at the time. And I was always asking Dad about his journals that he kept in his diary. And it took years of prodding before he finally let me have the diary, and I went through there. And
following flight training in the States, Bob landed on Guadalcanal on June 16th, 1943, and witnessed an aerial dogfight that first day you landed. Tell us about that.
That was quite a reception. We were just unpacking our stuff from the B-24 when all this rat-a-tat-tat started happening, and one of us, a strafe line of bullets right within 7 or 8 feet of us, and we all ran for a ditch. But that was quite a baptism.
And then you went on to fly 45 combat missions, and you were awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross, 1 silver, 2 bronze oak leaf clusters, and several air medals before retiring as a captain. Thank you again for your service.
You're welcome again.
What was it like flying in a B-24 bomber, I presume getting shot at?
Well, it was quite a difference. The months before, I'd been getting market reports for the newspaper in Logansport, Indiana. So you can't imagine the switch.
Yeah.
But I was flying with a great pilot, Oscar FitzHenry, the first pilot. And he was sensational.
And having a pilot on whom you rely, and I'm sure a crew on whom you rely, makes a big difference.
Exactly. There's one great episode. We were landing on Munda, New Georgia, to refuel on a long mission, the longest we'd ever had, 11 hours,
yes,
wasn't it, Beth, to Kavieng, New Ireland. We had landed on Munda with a full bomb load. They were finishing the coral runway, hadn't quite finished. They had earth movers at the end of the runway. We landed, and the brakes didn't work.
Wow.
We were headed for these earth movers.
Wow.
With no brakes. FitzHenry said, try yours. I tried mine. Didn't work either. So I thought, uh-oh, we're headed for the movers with a full load of bombs. FitzHenry, the only one that kept his cool, he raced the number 4 engine, which turned the plane off the runway, and it climbed up a 20-foot mountain of coral that they were using to reach the runway. Now,
wow.
There the B-24 sat on this, perched on this little mountain.
Well, let's show this wonderful book that Beth wrote about her dad, Scootin' Thunder. You can find it on barnesandnoble.com. Bob will be at our Book Week program at Barnes & Noble on Wednesday night, March 21st, if you'd like to meet him in person. And there'll be books available, and maybe you'd actually sign one for those that were interested. But this is a real time warp for me, I have to tell you, Bob, because so many years we've known each other, and I never knew about this. And Beth, I'm sure you and your 6 brothers and sisters are very proud of your dad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you had time to raise a family of 7 and a distinguished journalistic career. Just looking back at it all, what are your thoughts?
It's been a great time. How could you not think that? And better than the DFC is the family.
Yes, yes. Well, the love from your family is apparent. And again, thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Beth. We'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Welcome to Papa Lucci's, a place where beautiful food is simply prepared and shared with family and friends. Our dinner menu consists of a wide selection of seafood, chicken, and pasta dishes that are both tasty and reasonably priced. For more than 14 years, Papa Lucci's has provided an excellent dining experience, and our service can't be beat. We're family-owned and operated and conveniently located in Belmont Shore. For one of the most basic and satisfying pleasures of life, come to Papa Lucci's.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal. So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
What a wonderful show honoring our veterans. And as I said earlier, we start each Straight Talk show every week with a one-minute tribute to police, fire, and to our military for risking their lives every day for total strangers. And I can think of no more appropriate program than this one, The Greatest Generation Speaks, for honoring the men and women who fought and won World War II. So again, Bob Hauser, thank you for, great to see you again. Thank you for coming.
You are.
And Beth, great to meet you.
Thank
and
you.
Very proud of your dad, I'm sure.
I am too, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for being with us for this wonderful show. See you all next week.
This special edition of Straight Talk has been brought to you by Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best. Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.